Entertainer Michael Jackson is the subject of a criminal investigation.
Officers armed with search warrants raided Jackson's ranch north of Santa Barbara.
We knew they had time to prepare. Our feeling was it's a strong possibility that something was removed. There was one room dedicated to Jackson's videotape collection. And he had bookcases, built-in bookcases. In one section of those bookcases, there was no videotapes.
Police are not talking much about the investigation, refusing to say whether Jackson is a suspect or a victim.
The information that came out at first was so vague that it raised more questions than it answered. So the phones just started ringing with everyone saying, what is going on? And it was absolutely huge, because at that point all we knew was police had raided his house. We didn't know why.
Within 24 hours, news was out.
Good evening. Michael Jackson is in Bangkok, Thailand tonight.
For him to be accused of this kind of crime was huge, huge, worldwide smashing news.
People were shocked. They couldn't believe that this young boy that we all watched grow up in the Jackson 5 could do something like this.
Back at home, his status as a pop icon is taking a beating.
Michael Jackson still isn't speaking for himself.
The kid at the center of the storm watched the same headlines. And the same press were now on his trail.
The big question is, who is the boy, where is the boy, and how did it happen?
Tabloid reporters around the world would pay any price to find out.
At that moment, I think all of Fleet Street loaded up all their money and put it in the 747 and flew it to the United States to start the buying of information.
It soon paid off. Reporters mobbed the suburb of Brentwood, all after one thing, a picture of Jordan.
I think the Inquirer beat us to the doorstep. Then we arrived, and we had it to ourselves for a little while, but then it just snowballed, and trucks were pulling up. A quiet suburban street was suddenly turned into, it looked like Houston Mission Control all of a sudden.
All the news crews descended on our street, and reporters were going up and down the street, knocking on all of our doors, trying to get someone to speak with them.
It is not known where the boy is tonight. We believe his father is at home behind me, but he has not been answering his phone or door.
We have never seen anything like this before, with all the news trucks and all the reporters and the 24-hour reports and our street and our television. We were even on television. It was like such a crazy feeling, right?
10-year-old Kevin played with the alleged victim a lot this summer.
We're talking about Michael Jackson. Except we once did see him go to his birthday party. You saw him?
Yes. It was really chaos here, kind of a party atmosphere, and chaos at the same time.
Inside Jordan's father's house, it was less of a festive atmosphere.
It was in the air. I mean, it was thick inside that house. Mentally, emotionally, and physically, it was a siege. Physically, it was a siege because you couldn't go out of the house. It was mostly the British tabloids who would invade your pride. Most of the press was pretty good. They stayed on the public street, but the Brits don't seem to have much concern for that. So they're definitely the most aggressive.